Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to G2 Palace Radio with the Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This Jay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about our love thing. Shout out to the G2 Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
Buddy Baby. It's Buddy Baby. Baby, baby.
Hey, it's Selena. Heard the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad.
College
Radio, love fantasy,
it's Buddy, Buddy, Buddy. The Diva Squad, Squad, Squad.
I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ College Radio.
The EX. All of my exes mad cause they was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Try life, suck on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no way in the future, all the same. I bet you wishing that you had me back. A new mind frame now when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the cash is stacked? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that wet, wet, what it's about, what you holler about. Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running out.
Hello.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. You are now live with your divas, and this is your girl, the Long Island's leading lady, Miss Mo Better. My angle is to bring the necessary with a signature, absolutely. Yeah, holla at your girl. Happy harvest season. You know what I'm saying? I'm hoping my divas is in the building with me. You know what I'm saying? We got Ray Queen. We got Storm. We got our engineer over there, Rich Money, holding us down. Happy birthday. This is Libra season. Happy birthday to all the Libras out there that celebrate your birthday. Celebrate your yes, yes, yes. Yeah. Celebrate with. And we got Ray Queen in the building. What's going on, Ray?
Woo! Nothing but the beautiful weather.
Absolutely.
At least where I am. How are you, sis? How are you, sis, the diva?
Mute her. Listen. Nah, I ain't hating. I'm trying to be down that way soon, too. But again, this is, before we get started, I'd like to mention a few things, a few disclaimers. First of all, this is an adult show, so we promote 18 and older callers. Also, this is a show where we work on people's opinions. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. There's no real right or wrong. It's just a platform where we can give people the opportunity to express what we see on a daily basis. So, as things in the news, on social media, or our personal lives. But this is a platform where we just open up discussion for many different things. So if you have a topic or something that you'd like the divas to discuss, you can hit me up, Angie Mo Better, on Facebook. In my inbox, you have Lavina Polite Archibald on social media. We got Rachel Hargrove on social media, or you can send an email to GEEQUE002@gmail.com, and that's all lowercase letters. Even though when you're dealing with Gmail, a lot of times it's not really case sensitive, but GEEQUE002@gmail.com. So if you have a discussion or a topic that you would like discussed on the show, just feel free to drop us a line or two. We deal anonymously unless you ask us otherwise. Other than that, any letters that are received are anonymous. We keep them anonymous. So we get a lot of mail. Here, we are not licensed psychologists. We're not here to fix anybody. We're just here to support. So we don't want y'all going out said the Diva Squad said anything.
That's right.
That's our disclaimer. You know what I'm saying? We are not licensed over here. However, we'll support you in any kind of way or try to direct you to somebody that can actually help you. This is actually international. There's people all over the world that actually listen. So you never know. Somebody might hear your story and be able to help you. So we appreciate you listening in, because without y'all, there would be no us. So, Divas, what's popping? I just got my little stuff going on. What's happening?
Hey,
what's going on, baby?
I'm happy to be back. I'm just happy. I'm excited. It's pump day. Who's pumping tonight? Sorry. I'm doing good at the Sugar Storm. Happy back in lives and full effect with you guys tonight. Miss Mobetta, you did that opening, though. That's what's up.
That was you. You like? Thank you. Appreciate you, ladies. You know how we do over here on the Deep Squad. Listen, expect anything.
Expect anything.
Mm-hmm. Now, we ladies of different levels over here. That's just how we give it up. So.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
You better know it. Stop it again. So if you ladies have no announcements or anything that y'all would like to make, then we'll get started with it. We do have topics over here, you know. One thing sometimes always leads to another, but y'all just stay tuned. And feel free to chime in if you want to get on live and comment on our topics or give a shout-out or something. You have to press 1 in order to go on live. So for our internet users, the number is 319-527-6761. So if you want to go on live and chop it up with us, you have to dial the number. Other than that, just sit back and listen. And also tell a friend to tell a friend that we on Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So
that's right. That's right. That's right. Yeah. Tell a friend to tell a friend. I don't have any announcements tonight. I was sitting here thinking, I'm like, didn't I have an announcement today? But I don't have no announcements tonight to make. I'm just ready for the show.
Okay.
But I do have I'll just ask this quick question real quick because it was mentioned to me. So I want to definitely mention it to you ladies real quick. The comment... I want to get it exactly right of what was said. You know, celebrities and responsibilities and, you know, being in the limelight. And she was asking, like, do you feel, because I believe there was a situation that took place with Ray J not too long ago. And, you know, all that stuff is coming back with the video and stuff that was leaked and all that crap. So pretty much she was just asking, like, for those of you who don't know, you know, Ray J and Kim, I guess, were in a relationship. There was a sex tape that was leaked that they said that he leaked it and stuff like that. But then he finally came clean and was like, I didn't leak it, you know. And he was, like, exposing them, pretty much, you know, the Kardashians. And he was explaining something, like, in the last couple of weeks, like, Ray J was feeling some kind of way, you know. Like, and he had, like, mentioned, you know, like, just, like, stressed and overwhelmed, like, possibly, like, taking his own life. Like, he was very depressed. He had a lot of stuff going on, you know, with him and his wife and the kids. And then on top of that, this whole video scandal, you know. And he was just asking, like, do you feel like celebrities are held at a different level than we are? You know, if the average person would have leaked out a sex tape, you know. Do you think it'll be coming back like years later like this to bite them in the bud, or do you think celebrities are just held on a different level?
Ray, do you want to go first?
They are definitely held on in my opinion. I think they are definitely held on a different level. Period. Point blank. Of course.
Okay.
There's a lot of ground.
Well, what happens is...
Go ahead.
I'm gonna. When it comes to celebrities, they put themselves in a box. They change their own status. You understand what I'm saying? So, what happens is because they're at a certain financial caliber, then that they feel that they're set above. You know, us common folk, quote unquote common folk. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The people that actually have to get out and go work a 9-to-5. Now, that stuff that was going on with Ray J and that Kardashian lady or whatever, stuff like that happens all the time. Now, I saw pretty much most of it, you know. That part with Ray J and his wife was going on, that was already happening, you know, as far as they were getting divorced and, you know, different things like that. So, but now this resurfaced again with him and Kim, and it was actually contracted. They had a contract on that. The mother, the pimp, which she is, the mother's a pimp, she signed off on this stuff, and then they tried to front like it wasn't there. You know what I mean? So what he did
was forced to receive, which, a.k.a. the contract, with the signatures on there. There was actually more than one video surfacing. There was more than one video that was actually made. So all of that stuff. But listen, when they put themselves in this box, whatever you use, you know how the old cliche saying goes, how you get it is how you have to keep it. This is what's happening.
Pretty much.
You got paid off this sex tape. Now you mad because it's coming back to bite you. And I'm not speaking on him. I'm speaking on the whole clique, period. This is how you got famous. Now you're mad because this is how they're exposing you. So you have to be careful people are not careful on what they glorify and use to get all of this gain, whether it's notoriety, fame, or finances. And now it's coming back to bite y'all in the tail because now Kim, you upset because now your children are old enough to recognize what was happening. So you gonna sit down and have this conversation with your daughters and like, well, this happened and all of that? No, because you use that for your public notoriety and all of that stuff. That's how they gonna receive it.
See, I think that's crazy though, because you know, to me, it's like when you watch it, you know, on TV or you listen to it online and stuff like that. It's like, to think the family went to this level, you know what I'm saying? Like, for this scandal to be so big, destroying a lot of people's lives, you know? So now later on, I feel like when he's like, well, this is what took place, you know, it looks crazy because now it's so much pressure, you know, and it's so much damage on everybody. So I just think that I think that it's really sad. It's like when you talk about like sex, love, and scandals, you know? Like, it's just so much stuff, you know, that impacts everyone's lives, you know. It's crazy.
That's Hollywood. Yep. And it's sad because, like Mace was saying, I know people were thinking that he was a little off for saying what he was saying, but not all money is good money.
Right.
Not all money is good money.
Bad.
You gotta figure out what place that money was coming from. You know, and how is it, besides it growing me financially, what else is attached to that?
Right.
Terrible.
It's terrible. But sorry, ladies, I just had to throw that in real quick. Because it was mentioned to me, and I was like, oh, you guys want to talk about that? I'm like, not really just too much of that, you know. I said, but definitely want to just, you know, mention it real quick. And just in my head, I just, like, a title for me was, like, Sex, Love, and Scandal. You know, it's like, wow, you know. And then I was like, oh, Sex, Lies, you know, and Scandal. It just kept coming to me. I was, you know, let me just mention it to them real quick. You know, so, Paul, I hope you know. I hope you listen. I hope you, you know,
you're right,
it's crazy, though.
I hope whoever brought that to your attention is listening, and either they press out one and can chime in. Again, you don't gotta do none of that. Like, press out one. You know what I'm saying? We're not here to blow nobody out. Believe that.
That's right.
And stuff we speak about that stuff.
Right. And listen, don't be making no videos either. You know, don't.
Again, you got people out here with. You got people out here with sex tapes that for Chinese food. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? I can't.
I'm just saying. You got people that got sex tapes with Chinese food. Like, come on, man. Like, we're not going to do that. Let's not pretend that it's not happening on a common level. It is.
Where my chicken wings at?
They're celebrities.
Where my chicken wings?
Like, when Jay-Z said that he called a paparazzi on himself, I believe that happened. I
agree.
Because they need to stay relevant. You know what I mean? Like, they don't want to be the has-been. I need to stay relevant. So I'm going to let you know where I'll be at meeting you with your cameras broken.
Right. Come see me.
You know?
Come check on me.
Keep talking
about me.
And we know how scandal sells. Sex and scandal sell in the country and abroad. I'm not going to just say the country, but abroad too.
Of
course. That's what's selling. Hello?
Crazy, man. That's crazy. But
oh.
Can you guys hear me?
I'm talking to myself with it. Huh?
No, can you? Okay, there you go.
Microphone
no, I was
check.
Saying because I felt like
microphone
I was.
Check.
Yeah, I'm here. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Okay. Ew.
A party ain't a party till it's ran on.
Yeah, scandal and stuff. But, you know, it's unfortunate, though, because when stuff like that is happening, you're not thinking about, like, oh, I'm going to have children. And, you know, your hope stuff died, you know. You don't want to do anything that your children are going to have to pay for. That's the ultimate goal when you become a parent. You don't want to do anything that your kids got to pay for.
Right, right. Because it's going to affect them, you know, even with, like, celebrities with their children. What about Michael Jackson and his kids? You know what I'm saying? Like, wow, like, who would have thought? You know, it's
cool.
Like, even when you're dead and gone, your kids... Even when you're dead and gone, your children still have to live with it, you know? Live with what you created or what you started and live underneath your name. You know?
Right.
You see the whole 50 Cent scandal with him and his son. $6,700 his son wants. Talk about, oh, that's not enough money. He needs more money than that. What?
That's
crazy.
Wait a minute. I missed that one.
50 Cent son, right? You know, they've always been in the news, you know, for their relationship back and forth. And the son says $6,700 is not enough money to live on for a month. He
well,
needs more money
not,
than that.
Maybe not if they're at a certain status. You know, again, that goes back to what I was saying in the beginning, how they set themselves into a certain bracket. They put themselves like, I've got this money, I'm making this money, and this is the lifestyle we live, or whatever. So why shouldn't he include it? I'm just saying.
$6,700,
that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money to a lot of folks. There's some people that don't make that kind of money. You know what I mean? That's a lot of money, you know? But his you know what kind of place, it's coming from anger. His is coming from anger.
Course.
And bitterness, you know what I mean? Because him and 50 has been estranged for most of his life. So, you know. And
what goes to show you, too, it's like no matter how much money you got, you know, it's like when we create our families and, you know, we look, you know, to blossom and leave legacies, it's like who would have thought that that you're not going to have a good relationship with, you know, with your children? You know, where, you know, he's well known. And look at this relationship with his son. It's all through the news, all through the media. And there's money, greed. You know, it's unfortunate. You know, because as much as you do what you do, it's like at the end of the day, your own family is broken up over it. You know, it's like money is the root of all evil.
Well, see, the thing, even though celebrities and stuff, before you're anything, you're human.
You're human,
Before you're a pastor, a police officer, a custodian, a nurse's aide, anything. Before you're any of that stuff, you're human. So you are susceptible of making mistakes and all of that stuff. But with them having financial, you know, having a bigger financial status, some of them think that money can, you know, make most things go away, and it doesn't.
Right.
And it doesn't. It actually creates more problems for them.
So, yeah, because I was reading, it was saying that, like, first, the one article was saying, like, it was $6,700, and someone was like, oh, it's not enough. And then another article was saying that, like, the son offered 50 Cent $6,700 to spend time with him. You know, it's like,
wow.
I mean,
wait.
Hello?
I'm Laura.
Yeah.
It's me. I'm Laura. Wait a minute. I'm Laura. Pardon me. I'm in a whole different state of mind. Whole different state, period. But, okay. Can we rewind a little bit? Now, the Ray J and one of those Kardashian girls, that thing, wasn't that going on years ago? Did that resurface recently?
Yes.
Yeah, look on, yeah. You gotta look it up. It resurfaced. because
because
at first it was trying to say that Ray J was the one that leaked the video, and then the video, then somehow they ended up with the video, and on one of the episodes online.
Yeah, I was going to tell you how it started again. They have have the Kardashian show moved from VH1 or whatever channel it was on to Hulu. And the conversation came up again. And he had to bring forth receipts to straighten the whole nonsense out. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So then that's how it came back. That's how it resurfaced. And then the whole the whole 50 Cent situation, if you look it up online, the son was saying initially like $6,700 is not enough to live off, you know, each month. And then as people were going back and forth, you know, politics back and forth, then he was like, all right, well, I'll tell you what, I'll pay my dad $6,700 for 24 hours of his time so we can do everything I always wanted to do, you know? It's like he kind of like flipped it, like, oh, okay, well, it's not this, but let me pay you then, so this way everything I ever wanted to do, we can do. You know? Which, I mean, we all know, I mean, I don't know 50 Cent personally, but I know he's not going to go for it after all this, you know, negativity and negative press and stuff that's been all through the news. He's not going to meet with him for no 24 hours. Please.
Right. Are we talking about the same son that was living in the house that 50 Cent was supposed to have burned, quote unquote, burned down?
Yes.
When the, oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah, right. Here on Long Island. Yep, that was the house here on Long Island.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Marquise.
Marquise
is the son's name.
Marquise or something like
that,
yeah.
I would have, it's crazy, I gotta read, I didn't see any of that story. I didn't see any of that, like, so.
Yeah, you gotta look it up.
I mean, if that is the case, it appears that his son is, like, begging to be with him, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a real travesty. It's a travesty. It's too much of that happens, you know. And Dick Hills, absolutely, was in Dick Hills, where the house was. So, but if that is the case, if he did bring that forth, like, I think it's real emphatic. And we know 50 can be very petty, you know. So if his son is acting petty, they say the fruit don't fall far from the tree. Like, he's doing what he sees his father do. You know, whether he's with him or not, your father's a public figure. So he's going to see it because everything they do is on the internet. It's in the news and stuff. So, you know, I mean, if he really genuinely wants to spend time with his father, I feel like with his life, there's hope. You still have time. Like, let me go try to make with my son.
Yeah.
It sounds good.
Well.
It sounds good. I don't know. I feel like it's like a... It sounds good, but you know what? I don't know. Maybe to me it's just some like... We're going to have to come together on a different level. You know what I'm saying? Let's put the money and all that stuff to the side and let's really have a real conversation. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like their situation is so damaged that they need to really, like, sit and have someone intervene, like, in the situation because it's terrible. Like, and to think the kid looks like him and everything. Like, this is your son and this is supposed to be your legacy.
Wow.
And it's just, you know, it's like... Wow, like this is really what torn relationships look like all over the world. You know, like some people see like it's in their neighborhood or oh, it's in your family or it could be someone that you know, have a torn relationship with their father. And for it to be like put all through social media and stuff like that is just unfortunate. You know, and black men is like we're supposed to, you know, not saying black women don't, but black men, you're supposed to lead your family. You're supposed to, you know, by any means necessary, you're supposed to be the head of that household. And it's unfortunate where this relationship is just so tarnished.
I wonder if it
plays a part of, I don't know if you guys would agree, but you know how they say, sometimes when the parents are not together, you know, anymore, sometimes the kid does get, like, that negative information that they receive, and then sometimes they take that negative information with the broken promises of birthdays, holidays, and stuff like that not coming through, and then all of that combined makes that person just really upset with you, you know? I feel like, I wonder if all of that plays a part, because remember, 50 Cent and his ex-girlfriend, I feel like, I don't think they were married. I feel like they had such a terrible breakup, I feel, and then everything happened with the house and all that stuff. I feel like there's so much negative press behind it. It's just like, will that relationship ever be fixed? And if it could, would do you think that she would want it as being the mom? Because look at the situation. Oh, I don't know.
So she tainted that.
That's my
she tainted sense. That. You all, we already know that. She tainted that because of, by the way, that she was speaking negatively about him and acting, you know, when around the time when the house was burnt down, she definitely tainted that relationship. She aided in tainting that relationship. Both of them are equally, you know, responsible for any that boy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think they said, I had read that, like, I think 50 Cent, you know, of course he got to make it seem like it's better, you know, like he's a lot better than the situation, but, like, I know a couple months ago I had read some article that said he, like, gave, like $1.3 million or something like that, like, you know, over time, you know, like he had gave, like, $1.3 or $1.6 million or something like that, you know, just so, like, say, because he's a celebrity and he's on the road, he's not always there. You know, for like say his baby mother to make sure that his son was good and be able to have opportunities that he didn't have. And then it's like that still wasn't enough money. And it's like, damn, the average person living on the street, not, you know, $1.6 million, $1.3 million, that's a lot of money for somebody in the hood growing up, you know, who don't have opportunities. So now to be given that amount of money and it's like, well, damn, now what, you know? It's unfortunate, especially when you come from the streets. Like, if you grow up in a single-family household or you grow up in the middle class, so to speak, you know, someone gives you a million or a couple hundred thousand or something like that, it's like, what to do with it? Or do you think you'll be one of those people that just run through it on materialistic stuff?
Well, you know what they call that, nigga rich.
Got that right.
They call it. They call that nigga rich. When you have get all this money, you don't have any plan for it. You know, you have no plans to move forward with the money. You don't have anything in place. Listen, I've seen that personally. You know, when God blesses you with a certain status or with a little blessing, as my grandmother used to call it, a little blessing. You didn't make good of it. You know, but. And in that situation, it's sad, it's terrible, because now this actually goes into the original topic for tonight was exchanging spirits with people. I'm not sure if everybody knows that we are actually spiritual beings. We're spiritual beings in a fleshy form. So people carry around different spirits with them. Good, bad, or indifferent, you know. Just because you feel that you are connected with somebody or something, sometimes the spirits clash. You know, and that's what happened with the boy's parents. Their spirits clash, you know, and it appeared from what we were seeing on the outside looking in that they were toxic from the beginning. You know,
absolutely.
It just so happened that she had a baby. She had a baby or whatever, and there was no turning back, you know. And then 50 started becoming very petty. He is a petty man. And that's the truth. That's what he shows. He's a petty man, you know.
Right.
And the son is actually paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kids miss
that's
out.
Bad.
And money and all of that stuff, sometimes it does nothing for them. All it does is buy them things. But they want to do stuff where they have a story to tell. Like, oh, me and my pops or my mom, because it happens with women too. We don't want y'all to think we're biased. We're not biased over here.
Right.
But kids be wanting stories. They want a story. You're like, oh, we went here, we did this, we did that. And that's what's missing. And that's why if he did come forth with this ultimatum, or, you know, with an offering,
right,
an offering saying that he'll spend X, Y, Z to spend some time with his father, like, because he truly and genuinely missed that time spent.
Exactly.
As infinite as time is, it is irreplaceable. There's certain things that you cannot get back. Yeah.
Right. Now, Ms. Pombetta, when you mentioned interchanging of the... When you mentioned the spirits and interchanging, how do you guys feel about that? Like, do you feel like when you are intimate with someone that that's changing in spirit? You know, that your spirit, you know, with someone else's spirit. Can you explain that?
It's not just a sexual thing.
Right.
You can walk in a room, and if your spirit is heavy, okay, if you're feeling sad, that's the spirit of sadness, people can sense.
Mm-hmm.
If you have your spirits are sensed, and everybody has that, whether they
right,
want to acknowledge that or not, everybody has that, a sense.
Right.
You know, like God, every time you come around, this happens. That's a negative spirit, or it could be a positive too. Oh, you come around, you bring such joy with you. People
right,
start flocking to you because they like being in your presence. That's all a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That's all a spirit. Even when you go to different churches and different things like that, you're like, oh man, I went to that church, I didn't get anything out of it because the spirit in there. Sometimes there's no spirit present at all when it comes to church, uh-huh, you know.
Or when you walk into that church and somebody's speaking in tongues, girl.
Listen, that's a dangerous territory.
We're not gonna touch it. But I'm just saying, like, you know, that right there sometimes too.
I'm not saying you not to touch it. I'm just saying people that go in there pretending.
No. I know. I'm just saying I don't want to touch it too much, but. You know, you guys know the saying, you know, don't let everybody pray for you and stuff like that, you know, because you never
everybody
know what hands are being put on you. And exactly. So just, you know, I'm just throwing it out there. Just
spirit.
Be mindful, people. Mm-hmm. That's that spirit she's talking about right now.
That's the spirit. And you know why? Because you have some prayers that are genuine, and you have some prayers that are ceiling prayers, meaning that they only
right,
get as high as the ceiling. They're not reaching to where they need to be.
Say that again.
And that's why I say, you know what? Sometimes I pray my lips don't have to move because my heart is speaking.
Exactly. Mm. My heart is pure.
Because my heart is
mm-hmm,
speaking. So, listen,
mm-hmm,
you try not to invite those evil, negative spirits in your space. So now it has to start in you. It has to start. Your spirit has to be that grand. My spirit got to be so up till the negativity don't want to be around me because I'm too joyous. I'm too joyous.
Yep.
For that negative and spirit.
Joyful.
I'm not going to allow it in.
Mm-hmm. That's
mm-mm,
the truth right there.
That's what I mean by connecting spirits and stuff like that. That's why, again, now when it comes to sexually, you can't just because somebody look good to you don't mean they're good for you.
Say that again.
They look good to you does not mean they are good for you.
Right.
Because,
trust me, I've
seen some signs. Listen, we know how that do. And then you find out they the most raggediest people riding or walking.
Right. And
so
you never would
have
known.
You have to be very selective. So, listen, you have people used to call me stuck up. You call me what you want to, but you're going to call it over
mm-hmm,
here.
That's right.
You ain't going to be in my space and call me that too. No, we're not going to do that.
Uh-uh. You're not gonna be
uh-uh,
over here knee deep. That negative spirit, the negative vibes. You better stay over there.
Nope.
Keep it over there.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
I don't
know.
It makes you think though. With the topic, it makes you think of, let's just, you know, for, you know, for those of us, you know, who do have like baby mothers, baby fathers, stuff like that. It just makes you think. Like when you think of your situation, the situations you put yourself in, let's just say, you know, when people say, oh, you know, this is, it was a blessing or a lesson, you know, the relationships and stuff you might have had with people. It's like you, it makes me think of like, wow, like, why not follow my instinct or follow my gut or follow my heart?
Yep.
You know,
feeling,
like my
yeah.
gut was telling me one thing, like, how come I didn't follow that? You know, like, and I knew it didn't sit right with my spirit. You know, or like it, when you, like, to
right.
me, I'm like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to go out with such and such. And then it's like, I knew I shouldn't have went. I felt it. You know, like, I felt that I shouldn't have been around that person.
That's
so bad.
That's just us being hard-headed.
Yeah.
That's all that is.
Yeah.
Being hard-headed.
You think
that's
about
what we
that,
do.
You know? I was like, wow.
That's,
or that relationship
that's
what we had. And
very hard.
And you're like,
yep.
damn, what was I thinking about?
You
like,
wasn't
how,
thinking.
How,
you
did,
think
how
about
did I do that to myself?
I'm going to tell you now. You think about humping. You ain't thinking about nothing else. I'm going to do that. Yeah. Listen, tell what you can say. Name the devil. Tell the truth. Like, you wasn't thinking. You don't be thinking at that time. You know? But when you live and you learn, you're supposed to take your experiences as life.
Right.
Yeah.
It's still like, wow. Like, it makes you think of it, though, you know? Like, damn.
Mm-hmm. I be knowing.
When you sit back, what they say, when you sit back and you look over your life and you think things over, you know, it makes you think about that. Like, wow. Like, wow, that was me? I did that? You know? Damn, girl, what was you thinking about?
Right.
You,
where
you
was your mind?
You don't be thinking. You don't be thinking. Uh-uh. You understand?
Wow.
So, and then you'll be,
yeah.
and, but you, but, and all of that, and all of that, you, it starts with you. You have to start doing some self-evaluation. You have to start checking
right.
yourself. You know why you have to check yourself? Because you can't control what anybody else does. As much
That's
as you, as much as you would like to. I don't care if it's your child, it's your parent, it's your mate, it's your, any of that. You can't control what anybody does. So that's why it starts with
right.
you. It starts with you, you know? Like,
right,
listen,
right.
I ain't feeling it. I got to keep it moving. You can't, don't sit
right.
around and try to change people because you're going to hurt yourself.
Absolutely. You gotta worry
hurt
about
yourself
and change, yeah, change yourself. Change yourself. Otherwise, you will be the one stuck in that pain. And speaking of pain, there's a saying that that I ran across that I love hearing and I love saying. And I'm going to say this. And everybody listen. The pain of staying the same remains the same until the pain of remaining the same is greater than the pain of change. So
read that again. Read that again.
Say that
read
one
that
more
again.
Time. One more time.
The pain of staying the same remains the same until the pain of remaining the same is greater than the pain of change.
That's deep. That's deep.
No,
absolutely.
If you can elaborate
yeah.
on that a little bit, Ray. Can you
okay.
elaborate on
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Take a second. Take a second.
Okay.
Take a minute.
Oh yeah. Now, you're going through something. Putting you through pain. You're putting yourself through pain. You're allowing yourself to be put in pain by others. You allow yourself to be in a painful situation, and you just continue to stay there, thinking that it'll get better, or saying that, oh, I can make it better, or, you know, this will change, or that'll change. And you're staying stuck in that pain. You're going to remain in that same pain okay? So
mm-hmm.
if you make a change, is the pain of making that change going to be as great as the pain of staying? Hell no.
Mm-hmm.
So make that change. Yes, make that change. Mm-hmm. Make that step.
Yeah.
Take that leap of faith.
Yep.
I was just about to say, take that leap of faith.
We become complacent.
I did it.
And we become victims of circumstance. That's what makes us stay. That's what makes us stay. Becoming a victim of circumstance and complacent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you get comfortable. Like you say, you get comfortable in your mess. And
comfortable
and
in your uncomfortableness.
You get comfortable.
Exactly.
And that's how Stockholm Syndrome starts. That's how Stockholm Syndrome starts, believe it or not. For those who know what Stockholm Syndrome is, when you start protecting your abuser, you fall in love with your abuser. So, because that's all you really know. That's all you know. That's why a lot of that happens.
And it's the truth. And it's the truth. And you know, and I feel like, I mean, me, I feel like it is the truth, because when people start to protect their abusers, that's another way also of them becoming being comfortable in their uncomfortable situation, you know. And people say, oh, they don't know any better, you know, like, oh, this is what they, you know, this is, you could be right. Maybe they don't know any better.
Maybe
the broken relationships and broken promises and stuff that they've had in relationships is making them think that this relationship is good, because they don't know what a bad relationship or a good relationship is, because this is all they know.
Right.
This is all they know. And when they say, okay, love yourself, but if you're broken and you're damaged, how do you love yourself? How are you digging yourself out of this empty mess? Like, how are you digging yourself out if you don't really love yourself and don't know how to love anybody else?
Absolutely.
You become complacent.
Mm-hmm. Know your self-worth. Yep. Know your self-worth. Nothing changes if nothing changes.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You have to make that change yourself.
Absolutely.
Make that change.
That's why I said you have to remove yourself even when it is uncomfortable. It's like, all right,
I get it.
If you sit there, the same thing happened over and over again, and you expecting different results, that makes you what? A moron.
A moron.
I was not expecting you to say that. I'm sorry for laughing in the middle of that. But I did not expect
anything. It makes you a moron.
I didn't expect that. And I didn't. I did.
Listen, I'm sitting there. When y'all hear me speaking, I'm speaking to myself also. I have to speak to me first. I got to talk to me before I can talk to anybody else. You know?
Right.
My knowledge is to be shared, not stored. So, you know, hopefully I can help somebody that's struggling, that's having these issues going on, feeling like there's no out. You know, because we know nowadays people ain't peopling anymore. So you dealing with a bunch of people that want to be crazy, but they have shit riding their back because they're not living their truth. They still looking to blame somebody else for how you act, and sometimes it ends in tragedy. We pray that doesn't happen. We pray for you if you're in that kind of situation that does not happen to you. You know,
you can get yourself out beforehand.
You gotta leave there with just the drawers and a shirt on your back. Get out.
Exactly, and don't look back. Just keep on going. You gotta run down that street butt naked with nothing on. Just keep on going. Don't look back, because once you look back, that allows yourself to become weak to the situation you're just in. So you got to keep on running. Like, just run. Like, just me personally, tell God, I'm following you. I trust you. Put my trust and faith in Him.
Yeah.
And just trust He'll make a way.
Absolutely.
He'll make a way.
Absolutely.
He makes a way out of no way. And even for the people, who go through those situations, I feel like when you think about it, God will put you in an uncomfortable situation just to get you rattled and to make sure you're paying attention and give you that boost of what you need.
Like, listen, like this saying that I've heard this saying maybe two, three days ago. Where you're going is up to you, and how you get there is up to God. So we have to get into trusting his process and his time.
Mm-hmm.
If you understand, you still got to do some work though. You gotta watch and work as well as pray, but you still got to trust him. Now, and when we say that, that has nothing to do with church. So I don't want people to get into that, we don't go to church, we don't do. No, it has nothing to do with church.
Nothing to do with that.
It's about having that personal relationship with God. It's a person. And the key word in that is God, personal. You
personal.
Just have a full-fledged conversation with him without anybody ever knowing.
Him.
The spirit's going to show. The spirit, again, here it goes. We talk about that spirit again. It'll show who you're talking to. So, stop playing.
Wow.
That's what's up. We're going to roll the night.
Yes. We got
stuff roll. To talk about. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And we're going to be talking about it.
You feel it.
Like I said, if y'all got anything y'all like for us to share or anything like that, y'all hit one of us up. You know, we on all social media platforms. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram.
Yep.
I'm on TikTok, which is my spot. TikTok, Facebook, all that. You know, and the email again is GEEQUE002@gmail.com. Drop a little line or something. And, you know, we'll cover
We cover it all.
Anonymously. We love the conversation. We'd love to bring
that's
it
right.
out. You know what
right.
I mean?
We'll bring it. Good, bad, and different. We got it.
All right.
So, ladies, with that being said, let's go around our round table and give our final thought. And actually, just real quick, I said I did not have an announcement, and you ladies did not say anything. Happy 19th birthday to my punk Destiny.
Destiny.
She turned 19
happy
on Sunday,
birthday.
The big 1-9.
Yes.
So definitely happy
birthday
to her.
Yes. And a big happy birthday to my brother Rod. Coach Rod of the Bulldog Boys.
Happy
birthday. His birthday coming up Friday.
What a blessing it is, I tell you. What a blessing it is. And I just real quick, I was telling one of my friends the other day, I said, it feels good when you look at, you know, your children and you say, well, damn, history did not repeat itself, you know?
Yes.
You broke that cycle.
Yes.
Feels good.
Wow.
Feels good. Yeah, so definitely happy birthday.
Know it.
Yes, so we can go around the all around
listen,
table real
you
quick.
You want your children to do better than you. Wow. Listen,
absolutely.
Not that it's a competition, but in so many words, it is. I want you to do better than me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the goal in life. Don't do the same as I did. Do better than me.
Word.
You know.
Yep.
You seen what I went through. You seen my struggle. Now it's time for you to make sure that you don't go through what I went through. You know,
right? Yeah,
that struggle is real.
Just
that
as parents, we
real.
Just have to. I know one of the things I have to learn for myself as parents is, you know, I try to always protect from like broken relationships. You know, people say, oh, you know, you have to let them live and learn, you know, by themselves and stuff. And I'm definitely learning that, you know, but I just feel like sometimes if that parent intuition tells you things and you want to protect the kids so bad from broken relationships and broken promises, you know, So as parents, we just have to be careful. You know, we have to be careful not to overstep our own bounds. You know, there's a line right there, that boundary line, and you have to make sure you don't cross it as much as you want to protect them from, you know, the harmful ways and negative people and bad vibes and bad spirits, you know. So be careful with that.
The hard part about that is some kids like to learn the hard way. They prefer, but as a parent, you just got to always be truthful with your kids. You just got to tell
you know, it still doesn't feel good. Yeah. Like, you know, we were having a conversation the other day, and you know how, like, you could raise your kids one way, and then the kids go out in the streets and this, you know, want a different way. And then as your kid travels and does this and that and the other and the third, you try to, like, make sure that everything that you have instilled in your kids, you want them to keep that with them. Even if it's a small piece, you want them to keep it. But, you know, if you look around at the people you know and the relationship that they've had with their children and other children and stuff like that, it's just so unfortunate how those relationships can be so tainted. You know, it's very unfortunate when you sit back and you look at different situations and mothers, children, mother, father, sister, brother, you know, those are unfortunate situations. And it just, to me, I feel like as a mother, I just always try to do better. You know, I try to do better and have an open mind and not be judgmental and just, you know, just be there, you know. So here I am, bringing up something else. Yeah, but. I'm sorry, go ahead, ladies, I'm sorry. Who want to go and give their final thought? Here I go.
I'm definitely going to go. I, as always, definitely enjoyed the show. We have some amazing topics and just talk about some interesting things. It's so therapeutic to me. Big shout out to GQ Palace. Lord knows I want to give thanks to God for all the many blessings. My sister Divas, I love y'all. And what an awesome show. Again, nothing changes if nothing changes. The pain of staying the same remains the same until the pain of remaining the same is greater than the pain of change. And I'm passing the mic.
Damn, you better go, Ray.
That's right. Okay.
Stop playing with it, girl.
Ew.
I am totally impressed, girl. I am.
Well, on that note, again, we appreciate our fan base and, you know, all the callers, listeners and stuff. And catch us the same time next week, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Number 319-527-6761. Shout out to my team, the GQ Palace in the building. Happy birthday again to all you Libras. On that note, I'm chucking up the deuces.
All right. The girl Storm. Real quick, it is Libra season. We were hit with birthdays back to back, Rick Money and Destiny. You know, we definitely celebrated and all that good stuff. Have a blessed and safe week. And we look forward to hanging out with you guys next week, Wednesday, same time, same place. God bless.
Yeah. Your own.
news. Can't nobody throw shade on your name in these streets. Triple threat, you a boss, you a bank, you a beast. You make it easy to choose. You got a mean touch, you can't refuse.
No, I can't refuse it.
Picture perfect, you don't need no filter. Gorgeous, make them drop dead, you a killer. Shower you with all my attention. Yeah, these are my only intentions. Stay in the kitchen, cooking up, cut your own bread. Heart full of equity, you're an asset. Make sure that you don't need no mentions. Yeah, these are my only intentions. Already passed, you don't need no approval. Good everywhere, don't worry about no refusal. Second to none, you got the upper hand now. Don't need a sponsor, no, you're the brand now. You're my rock, my Colorado. Got that ring, just like Toronto. Love you now, let them out tomorrow. That's how I feel, act like you know that you are. Picture perfect, you don't need no filter. Gorgeous, make them drop dead, you a killer. Shower you with all my attention. Yeah, these are my only intentions. Stay in the kitchen, cooking up, catch your own bread. Whip it. Heart full of equity, you're an asset. Make sure that you don't need no mentions. Yeah, these are my only intentions.
No cap, no pretending, you don't need mentions.
No cap.
Got them saying goals, they don't wanna be independent. Tell them to mind your business, we in our feelings. It's 50-50 percentage, attention we need commitment. We gotta both admit it, it's funny we both.